So Ken, this program is not just for the intellect alone. It's also a heartfelt journey of self-discovery and even spiritual transformation. And it's also a gut check for where we might be right now and where we could be if we really apply ourselves to these teachings. What can listeners do to best prepare for the next segment of the program, the first installation, in terms of looking at the world, looking at our relationships, looking at our lives, with the bigger perspective or meta-perspective you spoke about? What are some practices or ways that people can prepare for what's coming up in the program?
One of the most important things that we have learned about growth and development, and we'll find that there are a handful of absolutely key points, and we'll mention all of them and walk through all of them with you. One of them is something that is incredibly important, and it's called by several different terms. The most common is taking the role of other. Now, what that means, we all know the phrases that refer to it. It's seeing the world through somebody else's eyes, or putting yourself in somebody else's shoes and walking a mile in their shoes. Well, what does that really mean? It means that I can actually attempt to put myself in your perspective and actually try to see the world the way you're seeing it. Now, first-person perspective is the person speaking, so it's an I. Second person is the person being spoken to, so that's a you or a thou. And then the third person is the person or thing being talked about. So a him, a her, them, they, or just it. Taking the perspective of other is so crucial that many developmentalists, when they talk about these stages of development, will actually define each increasing stage as adding a new perspective. So when we move to a second-person perspective, it doesn't just mean that we can take the role of other. It actually means that our own identity can expand. I can start to identify with this other person because I can see how they're seeing. I can have a mutual understanding. I can start to feel what they're feeling. I can start to feel a closeness to them. And so my identity goes from what's called egocentric, meaning I'm just identified with me, to what's called ethnocentric. I'm identified with a group. And so this then is a very sharp move from just being identified with me and what I want and concerned about my protection and my safety and so on, to a stage where now I can take the role of other and my actual identity will expand. So I can identify with a whole group. It probably will start small. I identify with my family. I can identify with my clan. I can identify with my tribe. At some point, I can identify with my nation. Often, I'll identify with my religion. And everybody in the religion is somebody that I'll feel identified with. And then somebody who is outside of that doesn't have a soul. It's a powerful us versus them stage. And that, again, it's a step up from only identifying with me to identifying with a group. But then it's that group versus all the other groups. As we move to the next stage, add a third person perspective, then that means that we can care for people regardless of race, color, sex, or creed. Because we're identifying not just with the individual that we're talking with, but with all humans, all other beings. And this, no small surprise, is when things like the Western Enlightenment came up with the human rights of men and women. It's when the United States Constitution was created and had the Bill of Rights, rights for all individuals, and that eventually expanded, of course, to include women and blacks and minorities in general. Because of that third person, including all humanity, slavery was outlawed for the first time in history. And then it moved on to fourth and on to fifth and so on. And so one of the practices to help move this up is simply anytime you're talking with anybody, try to take their point of view. Try to see how they're seeing what you're talking about. Try to get a sense of understanding about what they are really meaning, what they're really thinking. So this becomes a very important part of a capacity for listening. And this helps, again, across the board in almost any area you can think of. And so just that practice itself is the beginning of an enormous number of other positive traits that will come about. And the more you do that, the more your growth and development will occur, taking you to higher and higher ranges of consciousness. Because consciousness ultimately is the capacity to take perspectives. The more perspectives you can take, the bigger your consciousness is. And ultimately, we're going to get your consciousness so big, it embraces the entire world. And when you feel that, you will feel a oneness and a fullness and a completeness, the likes of which you have never, ever even imagined was possible. And that's because your perspectives are growing and growing and growing and growing. So the next time you're talking with somebody, just try to put yourself in their position. Try to actually hear what they're saying. Try to actually take their perspective and get that started as an ongoing practice that you'll essentially do the rest of your life. You will want to be listening and giving attention to the person that you're talking with so that they feel seen and heard. You want to get a promotion at work? Do that with your boss and see how fast your boss starts noticing you. You want to do that in relationship? Try doing it with your mate and see how enormously grateful they are and how loving they become. And it's made even more powerful because it's so rare.
Great. Thank you so much, Ken. And thank you for sharing everything today as part of this inaugural loading module of the Actualize OS program. And again, today really sets the stage for what is to come over the rest of the program, beginning with the next segment, Installation 1, Accelerating Your Evolution, which is the first of the five core teachings that really anchor this Actualize OS program. It's been a thrill to be here with everyone listening to Ken, and we couldn't be more excited to see how this all unfolds as we grow, explore, discover, and evolve together over the course of this program. Thank you.